A rule of life is an intentional pattern that helps a person live faithfully before God. It is not a list of harsh rules. It is more like a trellis that supports healthy growth. Your 90-day sleep and peace rule of life will bring together the spiritual, physical, relational, practical, and environmental parts of your sleep stewardship. You are one organic human before God. Your nighttime life cannot be separated completely from your daytime life. Your rule of life may include the rise morning anchor, rise at a reasonably stable time, invite daylight, step into embodied life, evaluate the night with grace. It may include daytime supports such as movement, nourishment, caffeine awareness, medical care, conflict repair, meaningful work, and connection with others. It may include the peace night practice, prepare the body in place, entrust unfinished things, attend without alarm, call scripture, prayer, and song into the night, ease out of effort. It may include the wake practice when you awaken, welcome wakefulness without panic, avoid the clock battle, keep stimulation low, enter the bed again when sleepy. Your rule of life should also reflect your particular body and season. An organic woman may need to account for menstruation, pregnancy, postpartum changes, perimenopause, menopause, caregiving, pain, or temperature changes. An organic man may need to account for sleep apnea risk, work strain, pain, aging, nighttime urination, emotional isolation, or reluctance to seek help. These are possible patterns, not stereotypes. Your rule of life should fit you. It may also include relational practices. You might establish a household quiet period. You might create a compassionate sleep partnership with your spouse. You might identify welcome soothing touch or needed physical space. You might plan how to handle differing schedules, travel, sexual intimacy, caregiving, or nighttime interruptions. Every practice must remain consent-based and free from pressure. A whole person rule of life also names what requires help. It should include warning signs that lead you toward a physician, sleep specialist, qualified CBTI provider, mental health professional, marriage professional, pastor, chaplain, or another appropriate resource. Seeking help is part of the plan, not evidence that the plan failed. Romans 12:1 says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service." Caring for your embodied life can be an act of worship, but do not turn sleep stewardship into perfectionism. Your rule of life should be realistic enough to practice during ordinary weeks and flexible enough to adapt during difficult ones. For the next 90 days, consider using three rhythms: a daily rhythm of simple sleep support practices, a weekly review of what you are noticing, a monthly reflection on what may need adjustment or additional help. Keep the plan small enough to live. Your rule of life is not a contract guaranteeing sleep. It is a Christ-centered pattern of faithful preparation, creaturely trust, embodied care, relational wisdom, and appropriate support. You are not promising that every night will go well. You are choosing how you will meet each night with grace.